And if you got on the wrong side of the blanket, you frequently had a visitor.
Wait, how widespread is that term, born on the wrong side of the blanket? Is it?
I don't know.
I mean, it's something that...
Oh, that would be... anybody here would know what you meant.
Do you ever hear of Woods Cope or Bush Child or...
Mm-hmm. Woods Cope. But... Not in a long time.
And your brother's son would be your...
Nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be a...
An orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after the orphan would be his legal...
Guardian.
And do you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around? You say this town is full of my...
Kinfolk.
And you'd say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me. But actually, we're no...
relation.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be a...
stranger.
What if he came from a different country?
Be a foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country?
Yes. Damn Yankees are foreigners.
And a woman who conducts school would be called a...
teacher.
Any special names for a woman teacher?
No.
And do you know what they used to call a barrel maker? Well, as a family name, are you familiar with the name Cooper or Cooper?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a married woman with that name should be?
Mrs. Cooper.
And the name of the mother of Jesus?
Is Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Martha.
And do you remember a song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Nellie.
And a male goat is called a
ram.
Or a nickname for William.
Billy.
And the first book in the New Testament.
Matthew.
And the name of the wife of Abraham.
Sarah.
And someone nicknamed Bill, his full name would be
William.
And if your father had a brother by that full name, you'd call him
Uncle William.
And President Kennedy's first name was
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him
Uncle John.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
And a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there, he's not very good at preaching, what might you call him?
A tree stump preacher.
What
a wagon tail.
Mm-hmm. What does a tree stump preacher mean?
Well, he just goes around the country and comes to a tree stump where you can get two or three people together and he gets up on the tree stump and preaches.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word tree stump about
a politician?
Okay, what else?
Well, people who are used to, making public speeches.
Mm-hmm. What about a carpenter who's not very good at building things? You'd call him a...
I don't know.
Do you ever hear him called a... or a mechanic?
A jake-leg. Huh? Jake-leg.
What would that word mean?
Just somebody that sort of does it, but don't really know what they're doing.